The John DeBella Podcast.
The king is having some problems, right? And he's not even king yet.
Okay.
Although
he's not?
No, well, technically he is, but he hasn't been. There's been no coronation yet.
Okay.
And that's what really makes him the king.
They're just holding off the coronation, thinking that he might die also, so they can
possible.
Just pass it along.
It's possible. Let's put it this way. At the rate it's going for the king's coronation, it's beginning to seem like it might be an episode of The Masked Singer.
Okay.
All right. The palace is trying to put together a collection of A-list artists to perform, and they keep getting shot down.
Okay, why?
So far, Elton John, the Spice Girls, Harry Styles, Ed Sheeran, and Adele have all said no.
Wow.
Right. And now, all of them have said it's because of scheduling conflicts.
Sure.
Except Adele. She just didn't answer at all. They offered. They asked her to be there. No one responded.
Wow.
All right. I feel bad for him only because, like, he was the guy who brought rock and roll into the monarchy. I mean, the Prince's Trust concerts and all that stuff. So it's odd that all of these acts are like, you know. And I know Rod Stewart's already booked. He can't do it.
All right.
Right, you know. So far, here's who they've got. Lionel Richie, that famous British actor,
Great. That's one American.
Along with the British boy toy band Take That, minus Robbie Williams, who was the star of the group, and something called Ollie Murs.
Never heard of it.
Neither have I. All right.
But I
feel sorry for the king. This is all of the king songs I have this morning.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You have the right to remain horny. Oh,
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
And now it's time for...
Random
facts.
1, 2, 3, 4.
So on this Monday morning, let me tell you that Snickers candy bars are named after a dead horse.
Oh.
Franklin Mars horse named Snickers died in 1930, just before the release of the candy bar.
All right.
What do you got?
Mark Hamill is older now than Alec Guinness was when he played Obi-Wan in the original Star Wars.
Oh, my God.
Hamill is 71 and Guinness was only 63.
Mark Hamill is playing Bert Kreischer's father in Bert Kreischer's new film,
right.
The Machine. All right. What do you have, Steve?
The Gatorade shower dates back to 1984 when New York Giants nose tackle Jim Burt dumped a cooler on his head coach, Bill Parcells. The team continued to give Parcells Gatorade showers, and it went mainstream during the Giants' championship run in 1986.
And before we end, in the 1920s, before the 1920s, the movie industry wasn't in Hollywood. They filmed in Jacksonville, Florida in the winter, and in New York the rest of the year. But Jacksonville politicians eventually kicked them out, and the whole industry moved to Los Angeles. And there are your...
Random
facts.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents... Song Stories.
I am a major Nick Lowe fan. I love Nick Lowe. I loved Rockpile. I just... love everything about the guy's music. And Cruel to Be Kind, it was his only American hit, and it was just a really special song. And basically, in an interview, he once said, well, here's what he once said.
I can remember being in Los Angeles when it was a hit and actually having that thing in the car where you turn the radio dial and you hear it either just starting or just finishing, you know, on three or four stations on a sweep across the dial, and you really do get a kick out of that. The whole thing is kind of unreal at the time, but... now, when I do that song, it cheers people up so much, you know, that you'd have to be a real curmudgeon to say, oh, I can't do that anymore.
The John DeBella Podcast.
So yesterday I'm out with my friends, Howard and Adam, right? And they decided they want to go to a shooting range. So we get to the shooting range. There's a whole bunch of people waiting around to get into the lanes to go shooting, right? And this guy comes up to me, and I think I'm going to get a, hey, you're John DeBella, right? And he comes up to me and goes, I'm going to ask you something. I said, what's that? He goes, are you this guy? Right? And he holds up his phone, and he's showing me a picture of J.K. Simmons.
What? Right?
People actually say this to me often, right? You know, and I'm like, you know, and I said to him, I said, people say that a lot, but no, I'm not that guy. All right, you know, so and at one point I take off my hair. I said, see, I've got more hair.
Right.
It's one of the few people I can say that about.
Well, you say to him, listen, the camera adds 10 pounds. It doesn't take away 10 pounds. J.K. Simmons is in really good shape.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he's in great shape.
Right. Not right.
No, but I'm not.
Right. By the way, it's Tony Roberts, the comedian, black dude, super high energy, who always calls you J.K. Simmons. Okay. That's who it is.
All right. All right. And I'm sitting there like, how? But it was so weird because I was getting these looks from this guy. Mm-hmm. All of them were there. Right. And him and his wife or his girlfriend were like really tall people.
All right.
All right. You know, so like they stood out in the crowd. And,
they could see you the entire time. Right, they could see over everybody.
Right. And I'm looking, why does he keep giving me these looks? And are you this guy? No, I am not J.K. Simmons. What the hell would he be doing in Norristown at a shooting range?
What do you think this sound is?
The John DeBella Podcast.
Could you make a sound like that?
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I only found this out this morning. I did not realize this before. And look, we've all heard it. We've heard it, all heard it time and time again, especially when Joe Walsh gets around to singing Life's Been Good. Now, Joe's a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
He really is a terrific guy. I love having him on the show. He's lots of fun. He's very funny. He even though he no longer drinks or does drugs, he always sounds like he's high and drunk.
I remember the first time hearing him for the first time. I was just sitting there. I wasn't even part of the interview. I was just sitting listening. I was trying not to laugh out loud to disturb you guys.
Right, because you're convinced this has got to be a drunk.
Yeah.
This guy's got to be a drunk.
Absolutely.
Right. Now, a lot of that vocal damage has come from the damage he's done to himself with drugs and alcohol over the years.
Yes.
Right? Just he stopped drinking. But he never stopped sounding like he was drunk.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I only found out today. And it's possible that other people may have known this, but personally, I only found out today that Joe Walsh is a liar. Yep, out and out. You know the song Life's Been Good?
Yeah.
All right?
Great song.
All right. My Maserati does 185. I lost my license. Now I can't drive.
Yeah. Like what? He didn't lose his license?
I don't know if he lost his license or not, but in 1985, the top speed on a Maserati... In 1978, the top speed on a Maserati was 133 miles an hour.
Oh.
So there's no way on God's green earth he could have done 185.
Okay.
On top of that, right, he never even owned a Maserati.
All right.
At least at that time.
Oh, so he did eventually get one.
Eventually he did. So he writes a song.
He used the money from Life's Been Good to get it. He writes a song
in 1977. It comes out in 1978. He says he did 185 miles an hour in a car that didn't go above 133.
All right.
Right? And didn't own a Maserati at the time at all. He bought one in 1984, right, which was years after. Right. And at that time, he bought a 1964 5000 GT. Whose top speed really wasn't that either.
What's the fastest you've ever gone?
Me, myself?
Yeah. And I don't mean the racetrack thing.
Oh, you don't mean the racetrack
thing? Yeah, count that out. I just mean you driving, you got a straightaway. Right. What's the fastest you've gone?
Oh, 120.
Ooh, okay.
All right.
I only think I did 105.
Yeah, 120. Back in the old days when the Blue Route ended at DeKalb Pike.
Okay.
Remember where the Blue Route went nowhere? It didn't connect with the turnpike.
Okay.
Right? And it ended up at DeKalb Pike, so you could go up there, and nobody was coming on the road. So you go up there, turn around, come down the other side.
All right.
Right? And it wasn't until you got to, almost 76 that there was an entrance or an exit.
Okay.
So I had a car with a 12-cylinder engine.
All right.
There was only one way to make
vroom, vroom.
Make that vroom, vroom. So, but unlike Joe Walsh, I hit 100. The top speed on the car was 160, and I hit 120. So,
okay.
All right.
So, I did 105 in a Pontiac Grand Prix.
That's impressive.
Behind the Flyer skate zone in the Northeast, by the Northeast Airport. Big old straightaway.
And how much did that steering wheel shake?
Well, it's, if my mic was in there, it would have sounded like this.
But Joe Walsh, we forgive you. You.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK. In the herd.
In the herd. Okay. I got a theft happening here.
All right.
All right. Two main qualifications for a getaway vehicle should be discreet and fast. This guy was 0 for 2. A 36-year-old man in Miami was arrested for multiple felonies. He reportedly stole from a farm back in December and then returned to the scene of the crime last Wednesday afternoon to do some more thieving. Someone called the police. They showed up just in time, but the man had escaped in his getaway vehicle, which was a stolen 53-foot refrigerated semi carrying 10 pallets of poultry valued at $140,000.
Wow.
He didn't steal the truck from the farm, though. He stole it earlier and drove it to the farm, and he intended to use that as his getaway vehicle. He led the police on a chase at one point, driving the wrong way down a road, straight toward a cop. He eventually crashed the semi into a fence at a second farm, and he was apprehended as being held on $54,000 bail. In the
herd. All right. Earlier this month, an idiot got into it with the cashier at a Circle K store in Memphis because she wouldn't sell him a beer.
All right.
So to get even, he grabbed an entire display of chips, put them in his car, and he drove away. It's not clear if the cops have caught him yet, though.
All right.
But while the cashier is distracted, another customer named Joseph Braswell noticed the guy had dropped two of those bags of chips outside. So he picked them up and started eating them. Police found him a few minutes later with crumbs on his face, as if it was one of my children who didn't wipe their face after eating chips. Security footage showed what happened. He's facing a charge of theft of property worth $1,000 or less. Each bag was valued at $4.98.
Oh, my Lord.
Wrong place, wrong time.
If this criminal wasn't a convicted killer, I say we should just let him go on creativity. There's an inmate in Bolivia named Jose Diaz who's serving a 15-year sentence for murder. He also goes by El Aranda, which translates to the spider. All right. Earlier this month, Jose was busted trying to escape, not disguised as a spider, disguised as a sheep.
What's the Spanish word for sheep?
I don't know. El Sheepo. Oh, there he is now. He wrapped himself in sheepskin, got down on all fours, and crawled past utility, past the wall, and out into the grassland that was surrounded the jail, right, in the middle of the night. Right?
Okay.
He does this, right? Prison authorities didn't catch on until they noticed he was missing from his cell and started searching for him. That's when they saw a strange sheep in the grassland and nailed him. Right, he's back behind bars now, and for what it's worth, the guards are blaming his ability to get past the prison on bad weather. All right, what do you got now?
All right, Lance Kurtz is a 20-year-old man from Florida. He was arrested on Sunday after he broke into a gas station and stole dog food, antifreeze, cigarillos, and an electronic tobacco device.
Cigarillos?
Yeah, what are they?
it's a cigarette-ish kind of cigar.
Okay. All right. He was caught because he left his ATM card on the counter. On purpose.
On purpose?
After he was tracked down by the cops, he said that he left it behind so that he could pay for the items later. Which is okay.
Yeah.
Sure. The cops reminded him that breaking and entering is still a crime. For what it's worth, the guy's car caught fire that night, and that's where the officers connected him to the burglary. He was still sitting on the side of the road.
John DeBella.
What a lunatic.
Philadelphia's classic rock. 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.